This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Memorial Day weekend. I hope you all have your flags up, hit the parade with the kids, and explain to the young kids what it's all about. It's not just the beginning of summer, but tell them what the meaning is of this particular holiday. And if you're working in the garden, bring the kids out. That's how they're going to learn. If you want them to have a garden when they're grown up, you're going to start them when they're young. And they'll enjoy it. My kids love it. My middle son, Jason, is a florist because he worked in the garden center, and he enjoyed that. And my youngest son, Patrick, is the manager of Mahoney's Rocky Ledge in Winchester. And he grew up in the business just like I did. So sometimes the nut doesn't fall from the tree. But get them in that yard and show them how you plant it and just teach them about it. I mean, once they're able to pick a tomato and eat it right in the garden, when they can pick a little cucumber and eat it right in the garden, they grew it. And they'll come to the table and they'll say, can we have some of my tomatoes tonight? But start them young, and they'll enjoy it. Let's go to the phone lines. Nathan, who do we have up first?
Audrey in Maine.
Audrey, good morning, and happy Memorial Day to you.
Happy Memorial Day to you.
Thank you.
Are you a veteran, or?
No, I was lucky. I did not go overseas.
Okay, I didn't either. got a question. Actually, I have two questions. The first one is the forsythia bush was kind of knocked over a little bit, a little damaged, okay. In the fall or in the winter. And now she's leaning towards Sawyer. And I don't know if we should try to pull that up and you know, get it stabilized, let it grow up straight.
Okay.
Now it's kind of, you know.
It sounds like it's not getting sun all day, and it may be reaching for the sunlight.
Oh, it does get sun most all the day.
Okay. Now, how tall is it, Audrey?
How tall is that?
Hang on. About 8 feet.
Okay. You know what?
And she kind of bent from the center over, but there's blooming in on the right-hand side, but on the left, that's where it seems to be bending a little bit more.
What I would do, Audrey, I would go out there and I would take a couple of feet right off of it.
A couple of feet off, okay.
Yep, just chop it right off, and that will get some of the weight off of where it's bending over, and that will allow the new growth to be more upright in nature. And every now and then, if you get an overgrown plant like that, you just have to get the shears out, you walk up to the plant, and you say, I'm doing this for your own good.
Yeah, I say that, but I got to train my husband to say that, too. Okay, thank you, Paul. Now, the last question is, we have some Weed Be Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we use that for insects and so forth, we use it for weeds, yeah. Does it bother the bees? Will it have any effect on the bees, right?
It have no effect on the bees. And Weed Be Gone is a weed killer that's been around as long as I have. When I first started working in a garden center in 1968, when I was going to college, we were selling Weed Be Gone. And it's the old technology. It's still good, but the newer products are going to be more effective. But I don't want you to throw it away. Use it. It will not hurt the grass. It will take care of your dandelions, your chickweed, clover. You may have to do it a couple of times to kill the clover. The new technology for a broadleaf weed killer is different. And what they've done is they've changed some of the ingredients, gotten rid of some that may be a little more toxic than they want. And they're using technology that allows you to use the weed killer when the temperatures are cooler. Now, if you took Weed Be Gone, which is a good product, and you took Bonide Weed Beater Ultra, Weed Be Gone, you'd have to apply it when you're getting 70-degree temperatures on a regular basis. The Weed Beater Ultra will work when your temperatures are 50. And the reason that's better is that you can kill the weeds before they get larger. And that way, they're easier to control in your lawn because you're killing a young weed compared to a weed that's more mature, so it's much more effective. But you have the product. It will work. Use it up. And when it's gone, then move to the new product. And who knows, by the time you get done using your container, there may be even something better and safer in the arsenal of products to control weeds. A lot of products that I used back in the 60s and 70s are now gone because of that. So the products are getting better. They're getting safer, they're easier to apply, and it's going to give you a better-looking yard. So use it up, and then ask me, and I'll help you with a new product.
Okay, great. Thank you, Paul.
You have a great weekend. Enjoy it. Bye-bye.
Oh, you too.
If you need some help, 855-660-4261. Talk with Nathan, and he'll give you a hand this morning. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Linda in New Hampshire.
Linda from New Hampshire, good morning and happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
And right back at you, Paul. You're my best garden guru, I'm telling you.
Thank you.
I've turned you on to so many people at the flower show this past season. I told everybody and anybody that would listen to me to tune in here. But anyway, my boss planted last year what I believe is a peach tree. Now, probably about 5 feet tall, 5.5 feet tall. Last year, it looked beautiful. This year, not so. How do I figure out if it's bad or if it needs a cross-pollinator or...
Okay, now you said it looks bad. You had a lot of dieback on the branches?
Yes.
Okay. How much of it died back? Would you say a third or more?
Probably a good third.
Okay.
A healthy third.
Now, that's not uncommon for a young peach tree.
Okay.
Because it was planted last year,
Yeah.
And if it wasn't watered on a regular basis, if it wasn't fed at least twice the first year, the roots were not established. And then, think about this past winter, how cold it was, and then it got warm. And then it snowed, and it melted, and it snowed, through April. So what happened is, because the peach is not as hardy in New England as it is in New Jersey and North Carolina and Georgia, you had some dieback. But a second year established in your yard, fed a couple of times, and then watered during the heat of summer. Now, one of the things that you can do if you don't want to drag the hose out there, buy a gallon jug of like either milk or iced tea or punch or something. And when you're done drinking it, what you want to do is fill it full of water, put the cover on it, and then take that jug of water, bring it out to your tree, and take a little thin knife or like a lobster meat pick, you know, to get the meat out of the claws. Punch a hole right in the bottom and then set it down right down the tree. Remove the cover. It will drip slowly over the next couple of days, and now it's getting water on a regular basis, and that will help.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help with things that you're doing in your garden today, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Let's go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who do we have up next that needs some help with their garden?
Camilla in New Hampshire.
Camilla, good morning. How can we help you out, and happy Memorial Day to you.
Oh, thank you, Paul, and very same to you.
Thank you.
I have a question about my Rose of Sharon.
Yes.
About fertilizing it. It's about 6 feet tall, and it's about 6 years old now. And I read online that you're not supposed to over-fertilize. So if I buy the liquid type, and I mix it with the water, how many of those gallons should I put in the ground?
Okay. Let me explain one thing to you. You have different types of fertilizers. You have a liquid, like Miracle-Gro. You have a granular, like a 10-10-10. And then you have organics. And here's the difference. If you put Miracle-Gro on that tree, and you could put down as many as 5 gallons on that tree, in 2 weeks, it's gone because it's called water-soluble. If you use an organic liquid food and you put it on there, instead of feeding the plant, for 2 weeks, it will feed the plant for 4 weeks. So it gives you double. Okay? Now, if you buy a granular, like a 10-10-10, and you sprinkle that around the plant, scratch it in water, that will feed your plant for 4, possibly 6 weeks, depending on how sandy your soil may be. If you use a granular that's organic, and in the case of that plant, you would use Plant Tone. Plant Tone will feed that plant for 12 weeks. So when you figure the cost of Miracle-Gro compared to Plantone, it's a lot cheaper because you do it once in the spring and once in the fall. Miracle-Gro, you've got to do every 4 weeks, which means you've got to get out there and do it. And for most of us, we won't take the time to feed that Rosa Sharon every couple of weeks during the year. So buy a 5-pound bag of Plantone fertilizer, put a couple of handfuls, and what I do is I use a good handful for every 3 feet of height or width. And if it's a nice, big, healthy plant, I'll maybe give it a little bit extra. But you do that spring and fall, and then all you do is forget it. You're not out there every single 2 weeks to do it. So that will make it a lot easier for you. Your plant will get a steady diet, and it will be able to produce the green foliage that it needs. It will make the flower buds that it needs. The buds will open. You'll have a larger flower. You'll have more color to it, and it will last longer on your tree than liquid. And, for example, if you were to feed it today and we got a good soaking rain overnight, half of it will just flush, wash right out of the ground and get away from the root zone of your plant. So a granular organic will last a lot longer and in the long run is a lot cheaper for you.
Okay, so 2 handfuls for every 3 feet of height?
No, 1 handful for every 3 feet of height.
Oh, okay, 1 handful. And you just sprinkle that all around the, not near the trunk of it, but
no,
around
yeah,
the
you would,
of
yeah, you would come from the trunk, come out about 2 feet, and just make a circle with your hand, and then scratch it in with your fingertips, and away you go.
Okay, great, wonderful. Thank you so much, Paul, and have a nice holiday.
You have a nice holiday, too. Thank you for the phone call. If you need some help, don't be shy. When you're drinking your cup of coffee, you're having a breakfast, reading the Sunday paper, call us, 855-660-4261.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump telling a just-released American and his wife who'd been held in Venezuela for 2 years.
You were a tough one, I have to tell you. That was a tough situation.
The president hosting them at the White House hours after their release yesterday.
Joshua Holt and his Venezuelan wife, Tammy Candelo, were charged with concealing weapons and with attempting to destabilize the government in Caracas. After they reunited with their families, they met with President Trump in the Oval Office. office.
We've had 17 released, and we're very proud of that record, very proud. And we have others coming. We're in the midst of some very big negotiations to get others out.
I'm John Clemens.
As subtropical storm Alberto heads towards the Gulf Coast, Florida, Alabama, and Mississippi are all under states of emergency. Alberto predicted to make landfall sometime Monday night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Good morning and happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you. Get outside today, spend some time with the kids, bring them to a parade. Nothing more fun than waving the flag and enjoying the beautiful holiday weekend. If you need some help, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. I was talking with Bobby from Lage Travel. And she was telling me that there is a $200 per person discount on our trip to the Christmas markets. And that $200 per person discount will end on June 8th. So if you've been thinking about it, give Bobby a call and let's get registered. We are beginning to really get busy with the phone calls and people signing up for our holiday trip to Europe. It's an 8-day trip and it's something that you will really enjoy between the architecture, between the Christmas markets, between visiting a cuckoo shop and all of the little businesses there and the market itself. It's a fun time. And if you're, you know, saying, well, it's just me, you call Lage and they will help to find you a roommate. And that will cut the cost of traveling. Just give her a call on Tuesday. Her number is 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Ask for Bobby or... if you really want to go, call them right now, leave a message, and when she comes in on Tuesday, she'll give you a call. But June 8th, the $200 per person discount will be removed. So think about it. It's a fun trip, and the small villages, the mountains, and everything that we have planned for you and many surprises, you will enjoy it and get your Christmas shopping done overseas. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Bob in South Portland, Maine.
Bob from South Portland, good morning. How can we help you out? Happy Memorial Day to you.
Good morning, Paul. Happy Memorial Day to you, sir.
Thank you.
My question this morning has got to do with the undeveloped sticks on hydrangeas.
Okay.
You know, somehow or other, you may have talked about it early in the season, but, here's a question for you. I live in South Portland. I can't find a radio station that covers you guys any longer.
No, we had a network, Bach, which was a classical network, and we had five stations in Maine, and Bach is no longer. They've sold their five stations, and we are working on replacing those, and we hope real soon we're talking to several of them right now.
On your
hydrangea. Okay, if it's the blue ball or the pink ball, that particular variety will only flower if the new growth develops on those dead-looking sticks. Any of the growth that comes right out of the ground will just make leaves. So it has to make growth or buds on the growth that was made last season. So if all the sticks have no green foliage on them at this point, then that plant may not flower for you, and you've got probably a 95% or higher that it will not bloom. So
okay.
What you need to do, now the best hydrangea for northern New England, upper state New York, and right across that northern third of the country, Minnesota, and, you know, all of those states all the way across. Instead of buying the blue, the Nico Blue, or any of all the new hybrids, buy the cone. Instead of a ball, it's going to look like an ice cream cone. And the cone varieties of hydrangea are going to be hardy in southern Canada. They can take 35 below. They bloom on the old wood as well as the new wood. So consider the ball hydrangea for something that will grow great on Cape Cod in Massachusetts. It will grow if you live along the water. And I've been in Booth Bay Harbor. And they've got some beautiful ones there, but during the winter, it's warmer near the ocean. And they probably protect them a little bit more. But for everybody else, if we want hydrangea to bloom, the cone-shaped hydrangea is what you should be looking for. My favorite is called Vanilla Strawberry. And this is a beautiful hydrangea. It starts to bloom in early July, right up until frost. And because it blooms nonstop, the blossoms start white. When they fully mature, the ice cream cone-shaped flower is going to be anywhere from 6 to 9 inches and even longer. When it's fully made, it will start to turn pink at the base. And the vanilla strawberry, the pink will move all the way from the bottom to the very tip of the cone slowly. And then when it's all pink, little red dots appear on it. So on the same plant during August, you're going to have all white flowers. White and pink. All pink and pink with red dots on them. And it blooms every single year. So that's just one of many that will do real good. If you want a low-growing variety, there's several varieties that will do real good. One is called Invincible spirit. And I have two of them that I planted in my garden for my grandmother and my mother-in-law. They both died of breast cancer. And this particular plant, the grower and the developer of the plant, his wife had breast cancer. And he made a pledge that for every plant that he sold, he would make a donation to the breast cancer fund. And over the last 5 years, they have raised over $1 million to give for research for breast cancer. But it grows about 18 inches tall. It has small pink balls on it. And it will give you some nice color during the summer. The original ball is one that will have a rounded white flower about 6 to 8 inches in diameter. It will grow 2 to 3 feet tall, about 3 feet wide, and it's a hardy into southern Canada, and it is absolutely beautiful, and it will grow in the shade. And if you go to your local garden center, they will have the old-fashioned ball-shaped hydrangea that will give you color. So forget about the blue if you lived in Massachusetts or further south. Great. But you don't. You live in Maine. You want to go with the ones that are going to be hardier.
Okay. Here's the thing about it. I probably have anywhere from a dozen to two dozen of the Endless Summer and the Keto Blues. And most of the plants have so many sticks on them that I've been asked to prune them. Well,
right.
My heart says I shouldn't, and I don't know up to what date I should, because, you know, we're still going to have some warm days,
right,
some growth, or some kind of guide to say you want to cut the top 6 inches off of those sticks so it doesn't look so horrible.
Right. But the thing that you have to be realistic, Bob, is take your pruners, kneel down right in front of the plant, and if you've got new shoots coming out of it, okay, and you've got shoots that are, let's say, a foot off the ground, take your pruner, scratch above the bud, and if it's not green, take it off. But you've got to get the dead wood out so that
okay. The
new growth that forms has room to develop on that plant.
Okay. Well, I know that what I had been doing in the past, excuse me, is I usually cut all the dead wood out of it in the spring, the stuff that doesn't make it during the winter. But this year, there's so many sticks, like I know hitting 20, 24 below here in South Portland this winter, there's a lot of winter kill this year. I mean,
yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
So consequently, that's probably what happened.
Yeah, it did. I mean, we got periods of heavy snow, and then it would melt, and then it would get really, really cold, especially during January and early February, and the weather was up and down. I mean, we even had, I mean, I live in Kennebunk. I'm not that far from you, and we had snow here during April. So it's been a rough winter. If you drive around town earlier in the season, you saw that your beautiful forsythia only had flowers on the bottom. So where those were planted, they were exposed to the wind, the weather, and the branches that were covered with snow, they survived. The ones that weren't, the flower buds froze on the plant, and you didn't have any bloom on them.
Yep. So, okay, well, I'll get out there the next couple of days and start pruning, you know, discriminately.
Right.
Because I know that I can see a lot of those sticks don't have any growth at all. Coming 2 feet down from the top.
Yeah.
So I figured, you know what? There's not enough time in this season to expect them to flower. So I'm just going to use a guy, the top 2 feet come off all those sticks, and maybe it'll look a little better.
Exactly.
Along with cutting anything that's growing at the base.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. And I'm looking forward to a radio station because I've been sitting on the phone for about an hour.
Okay.
Waiting for a chance to get in and talk, okay?
Thank you, Bob. You have a great season. You know,
you as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye. There is one other thing that you are probably not aware of. I don't think anybody in Portland, Maine, or South Portland, Maine, are aware of this, because it was kind of snuck through. Starting in June, if you live in Portland, Maine, or South Portland, Maine, the city has decided that you can no longer use chemicals in your yard. How do you think about that, huh? So your freedom of choice is gone. And you can be cited for using an insect control on your lawn. You can be cited for using a weed killer on your lawn. And there's a lot to the law. But luckily, you're in South Portland. The people that live in Portland, Maine, the mayor of Portland, along with the city council, they have passed a law. They didn't care or anything about it, that if they catch you using a weed killer or an insect killer, so if you've got tomato hornworms and you put a product like 7 or any man-made product on your garden, they can fine you up to $500. If you use a weed and feed, if you use Roundup, they can fine you and take you to court.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone line. Nathan, who's up next?
Joan in Danvers, Massachusetts.
Joan from beautiful Danvers, Massachusetts. Good morning. How can we help you out with your garden today?
Well, I hope you can. I have a pussy willow tree, I guess you call it, that's over 10 years old. And almost in every spring, I used to cut off a few branches and bring them into force to bloom for decoration in the house.
Right.
And every year, I just took a couple, but this past March, my daughter went out and cut a few branches and brought it in, and then it didn't bloom and it didn't grow this year. So I don't know what happened from this March, you know, because it was fine last year.
Okay, so you had no of the big fuzzy buds that formed.
No, nothing formed, not even green leaves.
Oh, so the tree itself, you think, has died?
Yes, but how did that happen after having it for 10 years and I did the same thing, except my daughter cut the branches off, not me.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be that because pussy willows are normally very, very hardy. You can cut pussy willows almost to the Canadian border. I was in Iceland in March, And they had pussy willows in bloom in Iceland.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It just blew me away. They were growing on the roadside, and we went to see this beautiful waterfall, and there were pussy willows all over the place there.
Well, this is really kind of interesting because, like I said, each year before the pussy willows actually came out, when it was just green leaves, I used to cut, just like I said, a few branches, bring them in the house for decoration in the house, and let the pussy willows bloom in the house. But this a year ago, March, is when my daughter went out and cut them. This past March. And she cut them off, and I brought them in the house, and I don't know if they bloomed or not, I can't remember. But then nothing bloomed at all outdoors. So I think the whole tree died. Why would that happen after 10 years?
Yeah, well, it could be a root problem. It could be insect problems because, like, for example, pussy willows, if you have standing water or you have a little bit of a stream in your yard, you can just take a branch, just jam it into the ground. It will root in that wet. Yeah. You can just cut a branch from a pussy willow, jam it into the ground where it's wet, or even in the middle of a stream, and it will grow really, really well.
Well, so, I mean, I'm not near a stream or anything, but I don't know why it died. Can you figure why it died after just cutting off a few branches?
Yeah, well, it was nothing to do with just cutting off a few branches. So,
It
could have been a winter kill. On that plant, it could be that there's a borer that got into the trunk of the tree. And so what I would do is just kneel down in front of that tree and look at the main stems to see if there's any little holes in it.
Oh, okay.
And if you see little holes, then that is a borer. And a borer is a worm about a half an inch in length, and he drills a hole through the trunk of the tree, goes inside the tree, and begins to cut the fibers in the wood, and he feeds on that.
I live near the woods, and I have a menagerie in my backyard. In fact, there were two baby deer out here eating off my arborvitae.
Yeah. Well, that's something that you better stop right now, because if you don't, they're going to come back every single night. And within just a couple of weeks, your arborvitae will be down to nothing but a skeleton. So
I've lived here for 45 years, and I've never seen them eat the arborvitae. I've seen them come up to my bird feeders and try to get birds to feed out, but this is the first year. They were both fawns. They were baby deer. There were two of them out there. They were so cute.
Yeah. Well,
anyway.
the thing is, if you don't stop them, right now, they know that they have a food source in your yard, and they are going to continue to eat that. And when they're done that, they'll say, "Oh, Joan's got a beautiful flower bed. Let's go eat her flowers."
Okay. Before we get cut off, I have another question. I have a magnolia tree that was given to me on a Mother's Day.
Why don't you, Joan, hold on a second and we'll come back to you.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.